If my baby. Hey, this is Tim Blaine.
Who?
Tim Blaine.
Oh, Tim Blaine, the Tim Blaine Band.
That's the one.
Oh, this is Adam Olin.
And I'm James Williams.
We are the Tim Blaine Band. We are doing interpretive dance inside WMFO in Medford. It's pretty funky. It's great. So I guess somebody's gonna break my heart soon.
Whispers to me.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Lace them up, lace them up, lace them. Blue suede shoes stay crispy like bacon. Nikes on my feet make my cipher complete. I stay shining like the lights on the street in the night. Revis take me shopping when I'm up in New York. Hit the shoe store, go and cop a few more. You at the mall getting dinner at the food court. I'm in LA eating 22 course. Young boss bitch, paper in my pockets. I got a closet filled with shoe boxes. Mom said my spending habit a little bit obnoxious, but a pilot stay fresh up in his cockpit. Used to rock hand-me-downs, now buy some clothes, wear them out. Hit the club, bitches, pull their cameras out. Living in a dream, they beginning to believe. My hotel smell like cigarettes and weed. Shit, with what I'm spitting, they should give me a degree. Good liquor, what I'm sipping isn't cheap. Finna blow, don't snooze, don't sleep. All I really need is some shoes on my feet.
And the Nikes on my feet keep my cipher complete. Like and the Nikes on my feet keep my cipher complete.
I make them so mad, they got no swag. Pippins on my feet, they the throwbacks. Look, my money good, but these hoes bad. So they stay attached to my gonads. Waking up to a few L's. Open up my closet to that new shoe smell. I guess I'm doing well. Smoking all the weed that I used to sell. But once my album goes in the shelves, it's going next, tell how it's finna sell. For now, we're selling tapes out my shoebox. Any spot just set up my shop. You're mad that your girl always says that I'm hot. She buy my t-shirts, but she's spending your guap. Say what up if you see me around. Nike, yeah, separate my feet from the ground. It's just
the Nikes on my feet, keep my cipher complete. And the Nikes on my feet keep my cipher complete.
Hello, 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 and welcome on this lovely Saturday evening to the late version of Chief Keef's Barrier Reefs. This is Tortellini Tom, and you're listening to 91.5 FM Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. So there was a little Mac Miller to kick us off with Nikes on My Feet, an older track here. And next we're going to switch things up, go a different route, as I let one of my co-hosts into the studio with a little Hiatus Coyote coming up next. So we're going to get that going for you right here. This is Nakamura by them.
are hot to buy. Sweet you and I, honey, don't you know we two will pulse love in through this light. Honey, don't you know we two will pulse out. Always love you, yeah, 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 yeah. Love you, yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey everybody, this is Chief Keys Bear Reef. My name is DJ Dan the Midnight Rider.
You already heard from me, Tortellini Tom, just a little bit earlier.
Yeah, we're excited to be here in the studio. For everyone who's listening, have a great Saturday night.
Hip Hop Distribution.
So, here's a message from the Friends of the Somerville Public Library. Message. Book sale. Don't miss out on this chance to get incredibly good deals on new and used books, movies, music, and more. And show your support for the library. Proceeds from the book sale help support library programs for adults and your little kitties, including the popular museum membership program, which allows Somerville residents to visit local museums at a substantial discount. Friday, May 20th, from 12 to 4:20 p.m. Saturday, May 21st, from 10 a.m. to 4:20 p.m. And Sunday, May 22nd, from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. At that Somerville Central Library at 79 Highland Avenue, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02143. You can reach them at 617-623-5000.
So if you're a fan of books or museums, consider heading to the Somerville Book Sale.
Central Library Book Sale.
Ever been to Central Library, Tom?
No, I've never seen it before in my life. Where is it?
I think it's right next to Tadeshi in Davis Square.
Really?
Yeah.
Word.
It's kind of sad that Tadeshi is a more well-known spot than the local library.
Is it Tadeshi or is it Tedeschi?
I think it's Tadeshi.
Really? Because I've heard Tedeschi. I guess it's a regional thing. I won't judge. I'm not from the area.
Do they have Tadeshis in Pittsburgh?
No,
in the
they don't have Tadeshi.
Smelly Berg.
What did you just say about it? The Smelly Berg? We're going to drop the gloves here at Chief Keith's Barrier Reefs in a second. JK. So
I wanted to talk about moving out.
Today's move-out day. In case you didn't know.
Thousands of young birds started the migration from various dorms across Tufts campus to various homes across the country and the world.
I'm going to be honest. I think the migration analogy is a little bit more relevant to kids leaving home and coming
You're
to school.
You're probably right.
But
migrations go both ways, right?
That's like, true. This is them flying north, you know. It's
right.
Warmed up. They're coming back north. All right.
They're coming back north so that they can go back south again later.
Yeah, and maybe try to mate. Yeah, so it's...
I don't know, do you consider the better migration going to school or leaving school?
Well, for me...
There's always positive feelings during both, right?
Yeah, I think... I don't know, it's tough because, like, you are excited for both. Like, regardless of whether or not you feel it or know it, like, both are definitely exciting. Like, I think... I don't know. I'm just more... I don't think I have a preference. Mine's more just, like, I can't be in one place for too long, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm in either place for more than a month, I'm ready to leave, you know?
Yeah.
How about you? What's your thoughts? Do you prefer migrating to school or migrating home?
I don't know. Migrating to school is always a fun experience because you're not really seeing yourself as going to school. Like, you're seeing yourself as going to a summer camp where all your friends are and where the weather's still really nice and where you're not staying up late nights studying or...
Yeah, you know. No, I think that's a really good point. Yeah, it's like those first, but at the same time, like leaving, it's like leaving summer camp. You give everyone the hug goodbye, a little kiss
right.
on the cheek, you know. Like.
But everyone's excited. Like, the weather just started warming up. Everyone has really fun plans. Like, it's, I want to say bittersweet, but it's probably more sweet than bitter. Because, I mean, you spent a whole year with those people.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's true. Yeah, I think the migration to school, because everyone does crazy, crazy shit during the summer.
Yeah.
Like, it's a time where, and so when you come back in the fall, you want to check in with everyone. Internship
for the army.
Internships for the for a local army. in the army. You want to like check in on everyone and how they've grown and changed, but then when you're leaving at the end of the year, you know whatever you know how everyone's changed, you know?
Yeah.
Like nothing has changed. It's just like, okay, now I'm going to go see different people that you probably have kept in touch with, you know? So I think it's cool. I think, yeah, you've convinced me. The migrating to school is really interesting because you get to hear what everyone did and how everyone's like grown up a little bit, whereas when you're leaving school, it's kind of like, I just, you know, got to get out of here. Got to get on to do my cool stuff, you know?
Right, right. You got to go south for the winter. Yeah, I'd say going south is like leaving, and coming mm-hmm. back is like going up north.
Yeah, I think that's definitely 100% accurate.
Do you feel like a bird right now?
Oh, wow. Such a heavy question. No, I don't feel like a bird right now. I think... like, because I'm still kind of, I still have a week left, so I feel more like some kind of, like, marsupial, you know?
Marsupial.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just, like, I don't know, I feel like a perpetual revolution marsupial. Like, I'm a little kangaroo, and I'm gonna, in a few weeks when I get to go, I'm gonna pop out of the little mama belly. Not be born, just pop out of the little belly.
So you're a kangaroo fetus.
I'm not a fetus, I'm a joey, you know?
Oh, but you're in the pouch.
I'm in the pouch, and I'm gonna pop out, and I'm gonna look at the world, you know?
Whose pouch are you in right now, then?
Wow, all right. Wow. That's not appropriate for this is a family show. We like to keep this a family show.
This is definitely not a family
this
show.
This is a family program. Yeah, so I feel like a little baby, like not a baby kangaroo, you know. And then when I go to come from home back to school, I'm going to pop out of the little pouch again. Yeah. How about you? Do you feel like a bird right now?
You know, I was thinking about it. I don't know. I think I feel more like a fish because I feel like birds have the freedom to do whatever they want. Like, I feel like I'm kind of, at least for the day moving out, I feel like I was being herded somewhere.
Do you mean fish in a fishbowl or like fish in the ocean?
Fish in an ocean.
Okay. Yeah.
Because like, every other fish is doing the same thing.
You know, isn't... think about this. But we have two... In terms of, like, surfaces, we have two surfaces. We have land and we have water, right? The earth is either land or it's water. Isn't it... this is a thought I'm just having now. But isn't it crazy that fish only have access to 50% of our surfaces? Whereas humans, we can go on land and we can go on water, but fish only have access to 50% surfaces.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they can never see what it's like in the middle of
But then again, I think the majority of humans will never really interact with the ocean past just, like, being on the beach.
That's true.
Like, there's a lot of people who don't even know how to swim.
Yeah.
Heck, but at least we can.
Yeah, I don't even know how to read, so I, like... I mean, you know, some people are just lacking skills.
I'm spoon-fed my meals every day.
My mom blends things up and makes me drink them, okay? It's not easy. It's not easy being cheesy. Yeah, I think that's just wild. Like, yeah. And sometimes it's not necessarily about... what's the word I'm looking for? About access and usage. I think it's about potential. Like, we always have the potential. If I want to become a seafaring bum like Tom Hanks in Castaway and just float on the ocean on a little rafty poo for weeks and weeks on end, then I can totally do that. But if a fish wants to come and turn into, like, a corporate businessman and, you know, see what it's like in the big city, can he do that?
I don't think so.
No, he can't do that.
He can try.
And that's why we gotta pour some out for the fish homies at home, all right? Pour some out for the fishes, all right?
Yeah.
So I think I like that. I like that discussion. Anything to add?
To everyone who's moving out, good luck with everything.
Good luck with your migration.
Good luck with the migration. Hope you get home or wherever the final destination is safely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
best of luck to you. Here's a little more music.
Kick it off with Down Here on the Ground by Grant Green. All right, everybody, we have a very special guest in the studio tonight. Sharon, our best listener, and who just happens to be my mom, is here with us.
Hey,
what is the show
welcome,
come to?
Welcome, Sharon. Yeah, Sharon, I guess what's the predecessor to a barrier reef? I guess the coral reef, because she made the barrier reef possible. You know, she gave us the Knight Rider on about 20 years.
The worst part of the show.
Yeah. 20 years and 8 months ago, she gave us the Knight Rider. So she has a special request for us to play, and we have no choice but to acknowledge it.
Yeah, so inclined. So, radio connoisseur at best. Radio critic at worst, and altogether, this is Use Me by Bill Withers, as requested by Sharon.
Do you have anything to say, Sharon?
Just that I think your show is absolutely awesome, and I listen all the time.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. We love to hear that, Sharon. We're going to play a little song for you right here.
All right. Once again, this is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, so the song on right now is by Mr. Scruff. The song is called Kalimba. And you might recognize it as when you bought a Windows computer with like Windows XP or Windows 7 on. This was one of the only preloaded songs. And so just a quick story about this. I had a health class where we were always on computers. So me and my friends, for some reason, we took no authority and we just played this song on our computers as loud as we could for the entire class, and everyone hated us. And then we played it,
but
so
they love this song.
And then we played it so that it wouldn't sync up, so it would be like different songs, and it was just the worst sounding thing you can imagine. So we're gonna play a little bit of one last song here as we send you off.
Yeah, we're just gonna finish off with Kalimba.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
We want to wish also Tortellini Tom a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tom.
That's right. Tortellini Tom's just a little bit older today.
Yeah. How old is the little Tortellini?
He's 20.
Today?
Yeah. Still want to go in that kangaroo pouch, though.
Oh, excellent.
All right.
Well, we're signing off. This is Chief Keith Barrier Reef out.
Barrier Reef.